You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wisconsin's two U.S. senators are split in their reactions to President Donald Trump's bombing of Iranian nuclear facilities on Saturday. Lisa Hale has more.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin said the administration's actions without congressional approval ignores the Constitution and puts service members at risk and puts us, quote, on the verge of an all-out war. Republican Senator Ron Johnson told Sunday Morning Features on Fox News he supports the president's decision not to let Iran become a nuclear power. Meanwhile, Republican 8th District Congressman Tony Weed posted on X that now's the time to end endless wars and called for, quote, peace through strength.
And with just days to go until the deadline to approve a new biennial budget, Republicans in the state Senate don't appear to be in agreement on a plan. And the new biennial budget must be signed by July 1st. That's 8 days away. Or spending levels will remain the same as they were under the last biennial budget. Some Republicans, like State Senator Chris Kapenga, say they may be better off with the old budget to avoid giving Governor Tony Evers a chance to use his partial veto power. Evers previously used the partial veto to increase school funding for 400 years. And the Wisconsin State Senate approved a bill last week that would create a new felony charge for rioters and make it easier for residents and businesses to file a lawsuit for property damage. Republican lawmakers claim there's been an increase in violent riots since 2020 and say there needs to be stronger penalties for them. Democratic lawmakers raised concerns about First Amendment violations and warned that the language of the bill could mean any person in a protest group could face charges if one of them causes property damage or injuries. High heat and humidity still rage with heat advisories remaining through tonight. The heat index will once again reach the low 100s. And now the threat of severe weather moves in. And the Storm Prediction Center has us in a slight risk. We've got a cold front that is sweeping across the state, which is the reason why thunderstorms are going to become more numerous and widespread. And by tonight, it looks to line up and pack the risk of high winds, which could gust up to 70 miles per hour, causing some scattered damage. It's also going to cool our temperatures down as it stalls over the state, which is going to bring some heavy rainfall and training storms raining down over the same area over and over again, causing the potential for flooding later this week. Widespread inch of rain is expected, and a good 3 to 5 inches is possible in spots by the end of this week. So stay dry and don't forget the umbrella. Also, be on the lookout for pavement buckling today. Lisa Hale explains.
When weather conditions go from cool to extremely hot quickly, the slabs of pavement in the road could begin to expand and push against each other. If the pressure gets high enough, the pavement can buckle and create an unexpected bump or dip in the road. Residents should remember to buckle up, keep their eyes on the road, and watch for slowing traffic and roadside workers.
And the Wisconsin State Assembly voted unanimously to increase penalties for people found guilty of sextortion last week. Named Braden's Law in memory, the law would allow sextortion perpetrators to be charged with felony murder if their victim commits suicide. The charges that would most accurately apply to the crime currently include a maximum sentencing of only 3.5 years. And the legislation is now with the state Senate and appears likely to advance to Governor Tony Evers. Milwaukee Public Schools is facing another deadline. Stuart J. Waddles tells us more.
The district must submit a plan by Tuesday to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services on how it will prevent further lead problems. Milwaukee Public Schools was recently fined more than $6,000 after state inspectors found 13 new instances of noncompliance at schools. District leaders say they're addressing the issues and working with contractors to ensure that all buildings are safe for students by the start of the next school year.
And lawmakers are considering a pollinator protection package of bills, which could lead to the regulation of insecticide use across the state. Terry Barr has the details.
A loss of habitat, disease, and pesticides continues to lead to the decline of our bees and butterflies. These pollinators contribute significantly to our food supply and crops worth billions of dollars in Wisconsin.
We need everybody to kind of come together and be like, pesticide, number one, has been bad for pollinators. And number two, it doesn't appear to be totally effective in terms of increasing crop yield. So it may not be great to use from a financial standpoint for farmers. So how do we come together and address this problem?
Amy Berrio is with Clean Wisconsin and says a new group made up of environmental and agriculture advocates is working to educate residents about what's known as neonic pesticides. It's similar to putting nicotine on your plants. They are also speaking out in support of these pollinator protection bills.
And some state organizations have received a portion of funding for habitat restoration and conservation projects along the Great Lakes. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Administration announced over $750,000 in total funding from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration for the projects. There will be a delay for Dugan. Stuart J. Waddles has the latest on the judge facing charges.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial over allegations she helped an immigrant avoid arrest by federal agents has been delayed. Court records show a July 21st date is no longer on the schedule. The delay is due to the judge wanting to consider Dugan's motion to dismiss the charges. Her attorneys argue her actions were protected by judicial immunity. An in-person scheduling conference is scheduled for July 9th.
And average gas prices rose 12 cents per gallon over the past week, with the average across the state now at $3.04 today. This is a little over 1.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 23 cents cheaper than this time last year. Melissa Kay tells us more on the recent spike.
Due to Israel and Iran trading attacks, this has caused gasoline prices to rise at the pump at a pace we haven't seen since last summer. Officials continued saying motorists should anticipate a steady climb in prices since the U.S. launched attacks on Iran. The national average is likely to increase another 7 to 15 cents this week. While these forecasts remain fluid and could shift quickly depending on global developments, Gas Buddy officials do not expect apocalyptic spikes, so-called influencers on social media are predicting.
And a new study shows just how much money you need to live comfortably in Wisconsin. Now, it's important we define what living comfortably means. According to Smart Asset, that includes paying your bills, having adequate housing, and being able to afford hobbies, which is the occasional vacation in a rare emergency. Here in Wisconsin, to make that happen as a single person, and for a family of four, it's about $225,000, which is in the middle road for nationwide. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers and Pittsburgh Pirates. Beginning a three-game series at American Family Field tonight, the Brewers went from a 9-3 lead over the Twins yesterday to a 9-8 win thanks to closer Trevor McGill, manager Pat Murphy.
When leverage guys come in with a big margin, sometimes things are different. That's kind of the story of that. But they held it together, and McGill was terrific. You know, McGill was terrific.
NBA, Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets in a blockbuster deal with the Phoenix Suns. The Oklahoma City Thunder, 103-91, to win their first NBA title. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton suffering a torn Achilles in the first quarter. Racing, Alex Palou winning the XPEL Grand Prix at Road America on a very hot day at Elkhart Lake.
It was a crazy race. It was a crazy race for us. At moments, I thought we were losing a ton of positions and we were making. It was a tough race for everybody.
That's Indy driver Alex Palou with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Danny Boyle is back with the release of 28 Years Later, his long-awaited third installment of the 28 Days franchise. In a recent article in Variety, the Slumdog Millionaire Oscar-winning director says, due to cultural appropriation, he probably couldn't direct a film like Slumdog Millionaire nowadays, but says he's okay with that and that he would want a young Indian director to have that opportunity to tell the story. What a cool dude. Boyle's other credits include Trainspotting and 127 Hours. Timothy Oliphant is on a roll. The star of Justified has a new show on Apple TV Plus called Lucky, where he stars opposite Anna Taylor-Joy. But Oliphant wasn't done. He still managed to find room in his calendar to join the cast of another Apple show called Stick, alongside Owen Wilson. The Emmy-nominated Oliphant will next be seen in FX's Alien Earth, which drops in August, and he will join a new Peacock show called Five Star Weekend. Cha-ching. Believe it or not, Hollywood is making a sequel. In this case, it is the fourth in a series of Meet the Parents films. The Hollywood Reporter says Owen Wilson has officially signed on to the project, joining Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, and newcomer to the cast, Ariana Grande. It's always nice to have a fresh face. Paramount Pictures is teaming up with Universal for the latest installment, which is co-written by John Hamburg, who also co-wrote the previous three films and will direct this new chapter. If you listen to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network, you've probably heard me talk about this franchise quite a bit, as it was started by frequent guest and writer Greg Liana, whose $50,000 independent film ended up at Universal Studios and is now one of the highest-grossing live-action comedy franchises ever. Meet the Parents is expected to hit theaters Thanksgiving of 2026. What is most often referred to as the first summer blockbuster turned 50 on Friday. Jaws, the movie that made people even scared to go into swimming pools, was released on June 20th, 1975. According to Variety, the film brought as much drama behind the scenes as it did to the big screen. Director Steven Spielberg was just 27 years old at the time he was put in charge of a film that ended up grossly over budget and ended up being 100 days behind schedule. The original budget was $8 million and ended up ballooning to a paltry, at least by today's standards, $16 million. According to Variety, Spielberg says he was often worried he would be replaced, as the studio blamed him in part for the extravagant cost overruns. Spielberg, for authenticity's sake, insisted on shooting in actual open waters off Martha's Vineyard. To this day, Spielberg calls the project an impossible effort. There are those that say Jaws changed the movie business, and some think it's for the worse. Fun fact, the Jaws shark was designed by current Marinette resident Rusty Wolf. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy, it's going to be warm and muggy again today with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening, and a couple of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Be weather aware later today. High in the mid to upper 80s, but the heat index will be well into the 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.